When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one!
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking no one!
We did it, we was talking whack.
Gucci Mane? For the Eminem?
We need that clip. Can you give it to us?
Gucci.
Hey, yo, what's it? What is this going to be?
1-3? I don't even know anymore.
I think it's 1-3-9.
Yeah, they already know what time it is.
Yeah, I'm high off life. Oh, let him get the cameras out. No, turn it off, turn it off.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Right. Just keep going.
Go, keep it rolling.
Keep it going.
This is
going.
How some people make their best mixtapes.
Listen, man.
Is this camera on me?
Have you listened to Future's album? Some of the shit is getting off.
Listen, he said, this money can make a bitch gay.
That's almost as bad as that.
Nah, I like it.
One. I always knew I wasn't going to be gay. And like my mom got hit by a car.
She was driving at 60 miles per hour. She all right though. What? What?
Also, Young Thug as well. He says, oh God, I can't even repeat what he said, but basically he's like, I'll put a diamond in her butt.
Is this on Thanks for Not?
Yeah. That song is insane. What the hell is wrong with them?
These are the man that made Push and P. Like, what?
Listen, we're not misogynists on this podcast, just to put that out there, but these mans is crazy.
Your Future can do whatever he wants at this point. Drake's verse was so bad it was good.
Which one is this? The one on I'm on one.
Oh my God,
I actually agree with you. It was so bad, because the thing is, I heard it, I was like, this is bad. But then when he says it again at the end, you're like, okay, this is kind of good, but it's also bad.
What about this am I liking? It was abnormally terrible, but I really enjoyed it.
It was the flow. I thought the flow you got into was good.
What episode is this?
I'm all about my girls like I'm Messi.
Terrible. Terrible.
I hope they beat him up.
This is episode 139.
It's gotta be 139 in the building, man.
139.
And if you don't know, get to know.
Made in Chaffer Podcast.
Come when on, is 138?
What?
When is 138?
It's out.
It's in the universe. It's in the metaverse.
It's in the metaverse. Shout out to my boy Elon. He's a fraud.
Is this 138?
It's 139.
Actually, no. It's 13. Yeah, it's 138. Yeah.
Is it 138?
Yeah, it's 138.
Oh, 138. Fuck.
We in this bitch.
Say less. Yeah.
I gotta stop saying bitch, actually. I apologize to my women listeners.
It doesn't have to be like.
Nah, I'm changing my ways, guys. Yeah, man. I've been told.
Whore.
We can still say
whore. How you doing today? Good, sorry.
How's God? Blessing you.
His stammer makes that even funnier.
That's so good.
How's God blessing you? Main Chaffer, episode 138. This is going to be off the dome. Like, straight off the dome. Word to Young Thug. I think that pause.
No, there's nothing worse than the one that you did where you're like, I'm gonna throw this back for y'all because you're so angry with yourself afterwards. You're just like, oh man. And there's me dying for like a minute after. Oh fuck.
Episode 138.
138, man. We're in this building. We're in
for
this
real
building.
We are in this building. Yeah. Two Dems, the real is back.
Come on.
If you don't know, get to know. Do your Googles, it's free.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, member of the DSS.
Come on.
Could be the leader, you know.
Come on.
Could be the leader.
Get your shit off,
girl. Daniel Kaluuya. Damson, come see. Damson, Nidge.
Him, her, him, her. Him,
bodies, bodies, bodies.
How can they say that's Kendrick on his new album, bro? I said that as a prick.
Hey, what's the Kendrick song that we always take the piss out of?
Oh, there's too many. But it's the one.
It's the one with the cartoon dancing.
Yeah.
This dick ain't free.
No one is above having a bad song, and my God,
that is an insane song. Cole Sinise, Don Corleone in the building, in the flesh, we live, we here. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what time it is.
Uh-huh.
Peace and blessings, you get me?
Facts.
Yeah. It's E-Man G45.
Mm-hmm.
G solid on my name. The 4-5 is silent.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Prince of the East.
Come on.
Yeah, one of the Princes of the East. Of the East.
Come on.
Genghis Jibogwe.
Yes, sir.
It's the Black Mamba Dove. It's G-A-M.
Yeah.
Word of advice. Wash your cleft every day.
A pardon?
Wash your what?
Wash your cleft every day.
What's a cleft?
If you know, you know.
Isn't that something to do with your nose?
No.
I wipe your nose.
Nah. You know in fact you know in fact the old parents?
Yeah.
So Crimson Chin always used to say wash your cleft every day.
Really?
So I asked my dad what was cleft.
What did he say?
And he said it's basically when you have like a thick rope and you make a knot. So if you, and that's called a cleft. So wash your cleft every day.
Yo, right. What? This sounds on some KKK shit.
Pause.
I'm so confused.
So your cleft
on
is
so many
it's only your man. I mean, well,
it's your nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Let
wash
your nuts. Hang.
Wash your nuts, man.
Please.
I got this watch on me. If you haven't got this watch, you're a little boy to me. I kiss you on your forehead.
Yo, what's wrong with us today? What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Do you know what? That's actually one of my favorite clips in the history of mankind.
It actually is.
You're a little boy, me. I'm killing it for you. That's a crazy thing to say coming home from jail.
What the hell, man?
After snitching on her own man.
He was talking like he was the man. And what? Nah, come on, man. People are doing real bids because of you. And you're home free, talking, flinging your fingers at that. Nah, 6ix9ine is one of a kind.
He's
something else.
He's
man.
Something else, honestly.
He got that number one single and just said, I'm going to wild out. Every time I see him, he's with Wack 100 just yelling. Hang.
No, I ain't going to hang. That's a funny clip, to be fair. He made Billy and has not made a good song since. Was it the name of the song, Billy? Or Gummo?
Gummo,
yeah. Gummo
is an amazing song.
He's not made a good song since.
Yeah, hey, you don't have to, man.
Keep when we came out of Infinity War, that's like
I don't know how that became the song for Infinity War, but it just was.
Because we were just in the car like, yo, did that actually happen?
With the blicky, niggas iffy.
Crazy. What's going
we
on?
We won as black people.
Oh yeah,
homegirl that was singing "Little Baby" word for word. I don't know if it came across your timeline.
Yeah.
Trick follows anyone. I swear to God, we just have to do the media shit, and he'll give us a follow.
He's a whore.
But basically,
he's just a whore.
Basically, this girl of the white persuasion.
No,
No. Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah. Oh, I didn't press it. It's
this
fine.
This episode's too chaotic. What's going on, man?
All right, so this white girl went viral online.
I've seen the clip. I mean, I've seen a snippet of the clip.
For singing Little Baby's Wants and Needs verse word for word. And as is always the case, they found a tweet where she used the N-word. And she had to pack it up. She called a bobcat. And a nigga, like, what?
That's so unnecessary.
I mean, I've called a lot of things a nigga, but I've never called a bobcat.
What even is a bobcat?
I don't know.
It's like one of those American, like,
it's like
animals,
mountain lion or something.
Yo, you know when you think about it, yeah? You know, in this country, like, do you guys ever deep? Like, we actually don't see a lot of, like, wildlife.
Yeah,
like if you went to America, like you'll see.
I see
like,
dead foxes moose, on like, the proper, road like, every day, bro.
Okay,
that's
besides
like,
foxes and
on,
pigeons.
Man? A fox is a dog.
Nah, foxes are weird, man. You can't domesticate a fox.
Huh? Turn on the AC.
You can't domesticate a fox.
I think you could.
I think you could.
Because their pee is mad acidic and disgustingly like strong. and poignant. And also, you can't like,
yeah, go pee outside.
They have dog mannerisms, so you like, you can like play with them, but you can't really, they're quite unpredictable, so you can't actually like breed one or like domesticate one compared to like a dog.
No, I, do you know what? I think it's one of those things no one's tried.
No, I think someone has.
I don't think enough people have tried. What's what's the consensus on this?
I have no idea.
Well, there you go. Having a fox is crazy. I mean, shouts out to Sally. I don't really know what he was doing.
Yo, we should have known from that scene that he's a bad breed.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, but the thing is, I just want to wake up.
Fox, bruv.
3:54 in the morning.
They're ruining people's lives.
They're out here shagging, bro.
Nah, man. What? Like, what is this? If this is how you, man, have to procreate, it's pointless. Forget it. Yeah, just die out.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox is getting it in over there. Yo, that's crazy.
Like, what?
He's a real one, you know. He lost his tail for the fam.
Really? I mean, I didn't watch that film.
I've not seen the film, but I just know.
I thought it was a kid's film, but when you watch it, it's like, he's actually a bad man.
Really?
Hey, what? Do you know who I think directs it? That always makes weird films. I only like one of his films, The Great Budapest Hotel, or The Grand Budapest Hotel. All these films look the same. Let me get his name up, because it's going to
annoy 50, you can't call him a
year. Waikiki guy.
Nah, it's not too, I like him.
Yeah, he's got good films.
You watched Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah.
That film
was
brilliant.
That was fucking amazing, bro. You have to watch this film, bro.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, it's an incredible film, man.
Okay.
Long story short, I won't give away too much, but basically this kid who is like, I think he's a young, is he Jewish?
No, I think he is. He basically
growing up in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, Nazi Germany.
And he has like an imaginary friend who's Adolf Hitler.
I think you told me about this.
Yeah, we've told you about this before. Yeah, it's just a great film.
Yeah.
It was really unexpectedly good.
And you'd think hilarious. The storyline, like, that sounds crazy. Like, why would you do that in this day and age? Like, we all know who Hitler is, but he really sticks the landing in a way I did not expect him to.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful film. There's a lot of emotional moments as well in it. But the director I was thinking of is Wes Anderson.
Okay.
And he'd be doing, yeah, that he has a very particular style of film. And I think he directed Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fair enough.
And that style of animation that I fucking hate. You know, Wallace and Gromit growing up.
Oh, like, what's the stop animation? Yeah, it is a bit. Like, I loved Chicken Run, but it always made me feel uneasy watching it because it was very, like, like the way they move around. It's just like,
you know what?
It's just creepy.
Chicken
man.
Run was the first film I didn't like because I remember leaving the cinema and thinking, what the fuck have I just watched?
You're a sicko, man.
My dad used
How old was you when this happened?
I think that's like 2002. So
you were like 7 and you walked out like, you looked at your dad like, I did not like
that. You know when you're just like, you're still in that age where everything's a good film. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
like, you can't really assess it. You're just happy for the day out. You're happy to be with your...
You're not actually critically thinking about the film.
But that was the first time I came out of a film and I was like, wow. I really don't know what I've watched.
I love Chicken Run.
Why the fuck are these chickens?
They're trying to live a better life, man. And that woman was just being a top payer. She was being an op, bruv.
I left the cinema thinking, so what have you brought me to? This is on you. I went to watch Recess Schools Out. This weren't my choice.
Oh, Recess Schools Out, man.
They were getting busy.
The soundtrack was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, it was actually.
Recess Schools Out. Not Chicken Run.
Is there a soundtrack for Chicken Run?
I don't even know, actually.
I need
no
Little
idea.
Uzi Vert to do the soundtrack for
Little
Chicken
Uzi
Run 2.
Could you imagine? I'm trying to think of the shit.
What does that sound like?
I don't want to see that,
Do you know what I'm trying to see more? Like, this is just going on a tangent, but I love it. Do you know what I want to see more of? Just like really bad films. So I don't know if you have seen it anywhere, but Pinocchio, A True Story. Basically, oh my God, it's horrendous. So
hold on, you want me to waste?
No, but it's this film is so bad, it's laughable. Like, there's Pinocchio's like, Dad, when can I be on my own? I want to be a real boy. I have to see more of this. Yeah,
what is this? You said this
the
was
voice
okay.
The angel or the fairy in it that makes him a real boy at the end. My God, the director was on coke has to be, because what that lady produced for her voice
was nuts.
It was like new Spanglish English. Like, what? That's how her accent sounded, bro.
That is,
I can't make
definition.
It make sense.
I mean,
1 minute she'll be like, oh, I can't even do it. Like, I just
don't even bother. Like, I feel like it's gonna sound nuts. I watched Uncharted last week.
Good.
Uncharted. Right.
All I'm gonna say is,
I thought you were to watch it.
I know, but all I'm gonna say is this. Whoever crossed Mark Wahlberg as Sully needs to get slapped in the face.
He did a bad job.
He was bro, he was fucking, I've never hated Mark Wahlberg yet.
Yeah.
But watching that movie has made me hate Mark Wahlberg.
Say
bro.
Word.
He was fucking terrible, bro. At least Tom tried.
Yeah.
Tom cooked. Like,
yeah.
Tom did a good job. Bro, Mark Wahlberg was just a scumbag the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, he just was a scumbag the whole movie. Like, at least show an ounce of, like, something redeemable.
Yeah.
Even when he was forced to, like, save him or take the peas or the gold, he thought about it. Like, bruv, just grab him, bruv.
Is that not what he's like in the game?
No, not even in the, like,
so
Sully's a nice...
I've never played the game, so I don't know his, like, I don't know how, like, his grievance like that. But I know
that is so
the film
bad.
It was meaty, bruv.
It was an average film.
Was meaty. Yeah.
Tom did good, but he's not Nathan Drake. The last 10, 15 minutes was a very good way to show how he could have been Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
So they did a good job of that. But Sully was just, like, Sully's quite, like, a lovable character. He cares about Nate. Obviously, he's like a thief as well, but he's like got a like charm. Was there anything charming about Mark Wahlberg? Bro, he was just a scumbag the whole movie.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Brother, yeah.
I was watching it like, wow, I did not
so
like that man.
About a film.
I was texting Abias because Abias loves Uncharted. I was like, what, like, have you seen what he did with Sully? Like, what the fuck is this?
It's embarrassing,
it's,
really.
It's bad. It's bad. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last movie I watched and I genuinely hated. I didn't actually hate the movie, to be fair.
Oof,
but I'm trying to think of the last movie I genuinely hated. Like, I this is fucking terrible. And I can't think of one.
Not off the top of my head. I ain't hated a film like that in a while.
Let me find a film for you.
I just don't think I do that to myself as much anymore.
Because you're
that,
saying
yeah, time is money.
Film that we hate.
I'm not saying a film, but like
we
you
have
can
to get waved.
The last Transformers movie was absolutely diabolical.
Oh yeah, that tried to put
last
me.
Night
that should go to jail for attempting to put me to sleep.
That movie was diabolical.
190,
I can't believe they said that was okay.
Who said that was okay?
Don't do piracy, guys.
I don't know who okayed that movie.
Oh, as in someone
okayed it. Yeah, it was absolutely diabolical.
Yeah, no, that they need to give that a rest. Maybe that might add to your Mark Wahlberg hate more.
Yeah, he actually
does. Do you know what? In 4 years, I was like, this is awful. And do you know what it was that we should have turned off or just left the cinema? When they tried to justify the relationship between the, like, 20-year-old man and his 16-year-old daughter, like some Romeo and Juliet lore that they had to... Man had to walk around with the law in his pocket just to justify the relationship.
Yeah.
That's
fucking weird.
Do you know how sick?
Yeah, he said that was okay. Yeah, I don't know how that gets past like the screening stage and just being like, yeah, we're actually all right with this.
Nah, man.
I don't even.
There's a lot of jail time in cinema that needs to be had, I think. And my God, that was a reason for jail time for sure.
For real.
Never would I. Oh man, just end Transformers unless you're gonna have a solid plan with them or remove Michael Bay altogether.
I think they have. So they've filmed and shot the newest movie, but it's supposed to come out this year, but they've moved it back a year. I think it's the same guy who made the Bumblebee movie. He wrote the screenplay for this movie. So there's hope. The Bumblebee movie wasn't that bad.
No, I thought the Bumblebee movie, if anything, was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
John Cena running around like his pack.
I keep forgetting he was in that movie, actually.
Which I think he's done most of his career, really, if we're being honest.
I like John Cena.
John Cena!
Have you watched Peacemaker?
No, have you?
I've watched the first episode.
I've heard really good things about it.
First episode's insane. It's just fucking insane. I'm going to finish it when I find the time.
All right, say less.
But yeah, it's certainly something. Let's say that. It's certainly something.
Well, I have a question for you guys.
Go on.
What's the best lines in UK rap? Like, just...
Coke lines.
What? It's back. No, I'm saying as in like lines from a song that you really enjoyed.
They found 300 kg on the shore the other day, innit?
Yeah, man, cocaine is coming back, bro.
You love hit me back when I'm free, and that's never.
Like, I do really enjoy that line.
Sorry, the best
Nines
line.
Nines has a few. Nines has a few
from the UK.
Scouts has a few as well.
She want to go to the cinema, so we just walk downstairs. It's the mortgage cleared.
It's just the ease of it, innit? Dave, I really like.
If you don't miss me. If you don't miss me, history.
If you don't miss me,
it's a mystery.
G17, the party, tipsy. That's some good delivery. I don't know if it's a good line, but the delivery is cold.
Yeah. I don't. When I say that as well, it's just because even one that I really like. Because I was thinking about this earlier, and I was going to put the question to you guys. I was thinking, what's it? I was gassed when I saw, Nikki from. Diggity, that's hard as bricks.
Comes back full circle.
Even did you see what I, you know, came in a black Benz, left in a white one. You know, these are lines that really.
I love the some of the bars off of Scraps. One more chance, freestyle. There's too many on there.
Mm.
Who's that whipping in the Beamer? It's just the way he says it. Yeah. It's just like it's so easy.
That line is forever.
And just a drug dealer. Such a gas. I'm trying to, there's so many, man.
There are.
There's so many. Heady has a few as well.
Oh,
Heady has a few.
Excellent finish.
Mole Salah. Come on,
hey,
man.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's too
of
many.
Of course I'm lying. No, what's it?
Of course I'm lying.
Of course I'm lying. Yeah.
That's brazen, man.
What How did he say again?
I don't know. I don't know what time that guy got caught. No, I don't know. I don't know where it was where the guy got caught or timing. Of course I'm lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Drill Head is just...
different.
Oh, so the most horrible film...
She want to play with a Cuban because she half Cuban.
Thanks, Heady.
what?
Yeah, what is the worst rated film of all time?
Drive.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, with homeboy, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Is that your least favourite film of all time? Nothing happened in that film. Like, I'm not even taking a piss. Nothing happened.
I remember watching the Halle Berry movie, and it was by far one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, is it Halle Berry trying to get a paycheck? Like, no, when her son goes missing?
She loses her child. Her child gets kidnapped. And the whole time she's trying to get her child back. But the man of which she lost her child is just like, you deserve it. Obviously, I don't really wish that on anybody who has children, but... Yeah, when you watch the film, it is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Fucking hell.
Like, what are you playing at? Type shit.
Say word.
It's just like, yeah, they should have never done this. Do you remember that scene from, what's it, Catwoman, back in the day, where she was playing basketball?
Listen, do you know what? Oh my God.
Get Catwoman playing basketball.
Have you seen the clip?
I don't want to see Halle Berry ever do this in her life.
I'm going to show you it right now. So you can cry.
She was dribbling like the rent was due.
It's so bad. It's good.
That, do you know what's weird? What was with the early 2000s and using basketball as a way to show they've got powers? Because Daredevil did the same thing.
Nah, you know what it was, yeah? It was show that you're urban.
Yeah, down with the kids.
While we talk.
What does urban
you
mean?
Need to watch this. It's so bad. Just watch what she's doing.
Yeah.
And just look at the skill.
But she's not playing basketball. Like, I'm sure she jumble jibbles.
She's just flying around, spinning on the floor.
None of this is legal.
None of this is basketball. None of it's basketball, bruv.
She could be with the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, sure, why not? But what's she on?
Are you seeing what she's doing?
Okay. At a time, some of this would have made sense.
There's no time that makes sense. But please explain.
Someone said that was okay. That's just the thing that kills
me. I think we need serious jobs within the entertainment industry so that we can say yes and no to stuff. Because a lot of shit just gets put by and I'm like, come on.
And it costs millions as well.
Have you seen, what's his name? So there's Taser Black, and then there's Loons, and another individual I totally forgot. But then there's
not Miles,
Jack from Top Boy.
Mm.
So they're all having a dinner. Then Loons is basically saying, none of this makes sense, man. Who's coming from freaking north to the block to come say, fuck your fucking hell, I need my Lauren. Who's coming to do that?
When you think about it, it's true, actually.
What?
It's just nonsense. Did you see how she flips onto the rim?
Oh, onto the rim. honestly, right. Oh,
so if your girl had beef up north, you're not riding.
Of course I am.
Why am I going to ends? I don't know.
Of course I'm lying. I'm there. You crazy?
Yo, load up the sticks, man.
Load up with the sticks.
Yo, that ding is about to start talking. Nah, no way. Can't let that slide.
Receive oh God. Corn.
Do you guys like the Future album?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I listened to it and I couldn't be bothered, bro.
You know what my problem is with Future's music?
It's the same.
Yeah, but genuinely, yeah. Whenever he puts something out, I listen to it, and then I look at everyone's reaction. Everyone's like, "This is the best thing I've ever heard."
Oh, I don't know about
and
that.
I'm just like, I don't know if I'm missing something, or maybe it takes me a while to just digest his music because I genuinely can't tell whether or not he makes good albums anymore.
I don't think he makes good albums anymore.
The last thing I heard was Future and Hendrix. That was the last two albums.
And those were good. When you heard them, you were like, "Those are good projects."
Yeah, good projects.
I don't feel like he's put out, like, even Wizard was okay. Wasn't amazing, it was okay.
I think that's just where I'm at. I look at another his albums as playlists.
I think that's probably the best way to look at
just
it.
Just like, okay, I'll take the two or three songs from this that I like and we'll see you again in
but
a
his
year or
two. Like his actual fans, they really like...
No, they, that's they fine. Everyone, say,
I don't know, everyone has their own fans, which is not, it's not a problem, but I just don't singer. I don't hear it. Like, I don't see it. But I do, but also I like his music, so I don't know maybe I'm missing
something.
We've
been in a place where I'd say... That man was literally saying the word "the" and we enjoyed it. Literally that run from when we was in
DST and all that.
Yeah, so...
All I can say is, my man, Future, is exactly like Drake. However, my man can talk about drugs in a different...
Yeah, man, he really... He's a pharmacist.
Somebody needs to check on him,
what's the word?
No, it's not...
In the dialect, different dialect, that's dialect. What it is.
Someone needs to check on that man, though. There was a bar where it's like, oh, after I hit, let me cry on your shoulder. It's like, yo, you all right?
You good?
Yo, what's good?
Like, what? Who are these women that you want to be crying on your... he went to Kevin Samuels. How much did he say he spent on women in a year? 3 million. Yeah, nah, he's a trick.
He needs an account, bruv.
He's an app. That's tricking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, ain't tricking if you got it.
Nah, at a certain point you are. I don't care
that's
what
the name
Lil Wayne
of the
says.
Episode, man. Eminem?
Shout out my nigga Gucci.
Oh, I love that video so much.
It gets to
so
a point
much.
Where it's like, they're going to want something. Actually, no, because even, I was listening to Three Shots of Tequila, basically they were saying that some girls will be with you and then they'll say 1,000. Like, the moment you take them into the hotel, it's 1,000. You
that's
have to pay 1,000
to be. Jesus.
Some of them are about their money. Like, they're not just getting picked up for the bands.
Wait,
so you go splurge bottles. Like, basically, I don't want to say the escorting, but however, if they know they can get money off of you, then pay that bag. Pay one bag and that's it.
This is America, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the US.
The US,
so
I don't really
all
play
the men
again.
Who are just humble enough to find a woman and just stay with that woman.
Please.
Listen,
the
true gentleman.
A rack? No way.
To the real gents, man.
Yeah, no way.
To the real gentleman, man.
Who is this? Like, what?
There's a market, man. Some men just have no shame. Not even shame. It's like they don't... They like the ease of all the convenience. And if it's there, they can do that.
I've already spent bottles at the club. Like, what? You could do what you want in the club. And then now I've got to spend...
Listen, man.
Hey, you, man.
She's up.
Do you ever play a... Or do you know of anybody who does like the slave stuff in bed?
What? What's it called? Dominatrix.
No, you actually mean
like
slave.
Slave.
Like dressing up as
Wait,
a slave.
What?
Like slave. Like
who was this that went on lip service and said this?
Mano.
He says he has sex with white women and they cosplay as a slave and a slave owner. I think we need to abolish the internet and abolish podcasts. Yeah, apparently.
You know when people said they need to be vulnerable? right now, yeah, this is why we're not vulnerable, bro.
No, there's being vulnerable and doing dumb shit. The two are not compatible.
The clip is so dumb as well because they're like proper like enabling it as well. They're just like, oh really? Like how does that even? It's like
how
brother,
does that work? I don't care how like, it works.
Cut the cameras, turn his mic off. What the
slavery
fuck is
was
this?
Abolished nearly 200 years ago. Why are you doing this? Oh my god, it really is the black men.
We're sorry guys, we be fucking shit up.
Nah man, that's
not
sickening.
Us obviously, but yeah man, that's yeah. I mean,
I don't know. That's ill. Like
yeah, there, you have a problem.
Something
you have
wrong
a serious problem.
That you need to address that.
You need to address that for
because
sure.
Because on everything I love, there is no way that you think that is a good idea. What runaway? What a runaway slave?
Yeah,
Harriet Tubman.
With them and there.
To freedom.
I can't even laugh. He's a
sick boy.
So I need to
get him some help.
Something's going on in just R&B and hip
hop. Yeah, it has to be. Do you man see Justin Bieber's new song?
I can't believe what I heard.
Do you know what? Do what you want, man.
Who's quite a fan?
I don't know.
Benzino.
Actually.
Yeah, Benzino.
Is it Benzino?
Yeah. 50, I think 50, so, yeah.
50's just been.
Is that why he's trolling?
That's why he's trolling.
50's a dickhead, yeah. Man.
11K first week. Yikes.
I feel funny.
Nah, it's not
I
that.
Feel funny. Nah. I feel up chuckles.
He needs
he was having fun, man. Let him do what he wants. After that whole yummy debacle.
I stand by. I think that was a good song.
What? Yummy?
Yeah.
Yummy's a good song, man.
Yummy.
I think it. What?
Listen, man.
He was talking in the verses, yeah. Say less, but that hook. Girl, you got that yummy. He needs to fire every single writer that was in that room.
Listen, man.
Wah.
Do you guys think. Tyson Fury's actually retiring, or do you think he's trolling everybody?
I think
his wife just had another baby, so I think he just might be in that mode.
No, seems that way. I think when enough is enough.
What
when you know
I
you're
say?
Enough, then that's it.
What more can he do? But I guess I would have loved to see the Joshua fight.
Everybody knows he's gonna bang out. Well, the possibility of him fighting anti-Joshua and beating anti-Joshua is highly likely. So it's like, I'm enough now. I don't need to do this anymore. I've proved it to the world. I've done it. And Dillian White was probably the one thing that was probably going to get in his way, whereas he feels like Anthony Joshua's not really a challenge. And fighting Usyk as well. Usyk right now, he's in another country. If he was still fighting...
Is Usyk Ukrainian?
Yeah, if Usyk was...
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, if Usyk wasn't in the situation that he was in, then...
How are they going to get them belts off Usyk?
He's gonna have to.
Yo, I don't even know.
Drink.
Yeah, the club's sanctions. They'll just say, listen, bro.
yeah, but Usyk can fight.
He can still fight, but the thing is,
he's not Russian either.
No, but he's fighting for Ukraine.
Yeah, that's fine. Do your thing, innit?
Do your thing, but the thing is, the focus of him trying to fight for the heavyweight title and then.
Oh, he's actually fighting for Ukraine.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
My boys in the trenches.
Yeah,
I say less. Give them, give them up.
Yo,
you're fighting for your life.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So don't worry about the ring.
Yeah, it's probably dad.
I think Anthony Joshua's gonna fight Baby Miller though.
Honestly,
Baby Miller is basically the guy.
I said Anthony Joshua's gonna fight Baby.
As in the baby.
No. As in Baby.
Baby
Birdman.
As in Birdman.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, he's gonna fight Baby Miller, I think, because Baby Miller was the person who was supposed to fight in MGM. No, not MGM, sorry. Madison Square Gardens.
For Ruiz.
And it never worked out.
Ruiz obviously did his thing.
Do you know, this is why Tyson's my guy, yeah. So he went on the Geordie podcast and they were talking about like sports science. And he was obviously alluding to Anthony Joshua. He's like, he's got the best sports sciences in the country. Like, you know, they could tell him when his heart's going to stop beating, everything. He had all that information. And he fought a fat fuck like Andy Ruiz and lost. Like, that tells you everything you need to know.
Damn. I think maybe just...
How can you say?
Fury just doesn't rate him.
Yeah, so
or maybe he rates him, but he's
just
bothered.
For that, you're getting it. Like, what? That,
yeah, so then it all comes down to one thing. It's like... When you're enough, just be enough. That's it. You're done. You can hang it up and then have a great leg. Like that right there.
It's a good
perfect
legacy.
Perfect finish.
Yeah. 100%.
You ain't got to prove it to no one. Everybody knows who you are.
Undefeated.
You know, exactly.
Job done.
Nah, he will have my respect for the rest of his life.
Did you guys watch the fight?
Yeah. I put money on
What? Yeah, well, you put money on Dylan, innit?
Actually, I did put money on Dylan and I'll put money on Fury.
What?
I put £10, bro. I won £34, so I was like, hey.
You say less.
Yeah, man. Nice money. Good. I mean, that's most I'm ever going to spend, £10.
Yeah, Dylan was fighting like he was outside Morley, so.
After round three, he was looking meaty, bro. Meaty. I said, he's going to get a fist up.
It's the way I even called it. I said, bro, he needs to protect his chin. Because the way he's just fighting like
he's
open.
A scrapper, isn't it?
Open.
For real.
Then round six. Like, punching like
windmill punches, bro. Like it's fucking.
Do you know what was the funniest thing for me that whole night?
What?
Seeing Tommy Fury on the screen. That's.
You often forget, like, he's actually related to him, isn't it?
Oh, always.
Is he a stepchild?
No. Not that I know of, anyway.
Look at them. They're definitely.
That's what I said.
What?
No, oh, as in like, oh, right, I know what you're trying
they're
to
they're related. Like, they are full.
Nah, they're
blood. Oh, they're full brothers.
Both mum, both.
Yeah,
but someone else said to me, nah, they're step. I was like, ah.
Nah, that's going to be interesting. I think they're fully related.
Yeah.
All of them have the same type in women as well.
Is it?
Yeah, so they put all their girlfriends together.
They all look the same.
All look the same.
Crazy.
They obviously like blonde hair, so it's crazy.
Arian.
Even Tyson's thing is nice. Not gonna lie.
Arian.
Is that her name? I thought it was Paris.
No, it's Arian.
Yeah, well, say less, innit? Tyson, I hope you're enjoying, man. Do your thing. What's wrong with him?
I don't even know.
My new favourite boxer,
for real. If your name was Paris, you'd be living your half life in Paris.
My name is Paris.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget how that took over school.
Everyone called Paris felt sick after that. Yo. Trying to kill that man.
It's not even really that good at this.
It's
just
not
the fact that he's Paris.
Yeah.
He's just an idiot for that.
And he won the beef in the end. Yeah, so, fair. You know what? Fair play to Getz.
Is there anything to discuss? I feel like I've run out of shit to.
Yeah, nah.
This one, it might be one of them weeks. Yo.
We'll give you a light one. Hold it.
Just so you remember what you're dealing with. That song was hard, man.
It's way too hard.
Hell,
bro.
Yeah.
It's way too hard.
Music.
Fucking hell.
What we can discuss.
Tell him.
Soldier Boy.
The ones who were spiritually circumcised. Eh?
What?
I'm talking about this one. Let's get this done.
Spiritually circumcised. Yo, what made you go with that verse?
Yeah, I'm finished, man. I'm done today, man. You know what I'm saying?
My choice. This Coffee album is unbelievable, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Look, oh, she don't
have to give it a spin.
This Coffee album is so good. It's one of my favorite albums in the year. I'm gonna pick Runaway by Coffee. She's super duper talented.
Runaway,
man.
Love.
She's giving me that Rihanna fix that I kind of need.
Say what?
Yeah, I feel like if
I'm downloading.
If Rihanna makes music, she needs to get Coffee in the studio, bruv.
I'm downloading that
just
now.
Just ghostwrite for Rihanna, man. Just do that, please. Cause she's,
where is she it? I'm not seeing vibe. It here. It gifted.
Gifted, yeah. Listen to the deluxe, because it's got all the tunes on there. Like, all of her old stuff as well. It's just a good album.
No, I'm 29 minutes. I'm downloading it now for just the 10 songs here.
That's a fantastic album, man. There's like a 3 or 4 song stretch where there's no misses, man.
All right, say less.
Runaway, Pull Up, West Indies. Yeah, she's a vibe, man. That's my choice for the week.
Aight. My choice for the week is, you know, I'm having a EA by Young Nuddy, featuring 21 Savage. They put this over.
Was the song on Atlanta?
Might have been.
Possibly.
But they put it over the scene in Batman where he comes out the flames. It's cold. And I was like, that's the first time I heard it. I was like, you have to hear hard. The whole thing. And the whole thing's hard as bricks.
Yeah, so
if you're trying to get in that shooter mode, this is the song for it.
Ask me why I would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
Do you know what I say whenever I need to go from one room at work to the next?
What?
Time to go mobile.
Time to go mobile. Yo, that, don't that movie is super quotable, bro?
Oh,
when
God.
You think about it.
Oh, God.
The dialogue was fantastic, bro.
That film is not that bad.
It's underrated and overrated at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
That film is actually
what's
superb.
The problem with that film? Is it the ending?
It's the ending was weak.
That's the worst death. I'm going to put it in the camera.
Yeah, that was a zero.
She's going to jail for that, man. Yeah. Everyone in that scene had an Oscar. Do you know how crazy? No one, and thought, no one said, what made you go with that verse?
It just didn't look good, does it? That's crazy. Garney, man, what's your choice?
The top feels so much better than the bottom. So much better. Window Shopper by 50 Cent.
Oh! Great choice.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what we're going to throw in just for bants as well? Get Up by Ciara. Just to wrap up the weekend for y'all.
Fair enough. All right, cool, man. Until next time.
Love that. Maiden Chaffin podcast episode.
By the time you're hearing this, Kendrick Lamar's album is coming out in this week.
2022, I ain't taking no prisoners.
Correction.
No single, or do you not think we're going to get one?
I don't think we're going to get one.
Well,
he's just going to put that shit out.
Lock it off. Then.
Wait, hold on. What do you think about like mums putting their babies on Insta?
Do your thing in it. Just protect the child. That
I think it's in what context?
As in making an account for the baby, yeah, like Nala.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it personally. I'm not going to lie to you.
But I think the comments, say for like Nala, the comments are off.
Oh, right.
So people can only like it.
I wouldn't do it. Personally. Yeah, there's too many weirdos out here to deal with that type of shit.
I mean, I'll take pictures with my baby on my account.
Yeah,
because that's just like posting a friend.
Yeah. But having this own, having their own Instagram, I don't
know.
No, sir. No, ma'am.
No, man.
Too many crazy people out here, man.
For real, dog. But
all right, bless.
Yeah, let's get off this.
Yeah, man.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.